Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Hope. Welcome to Hope Valley Church. Please stand and join us in worship this morning.
Good morning, Hope Valley Church. It is good to see you this morning. I'm going to take this off of here, babe. Sorry. So it is so good to see you. Why don't you have a seat for just a minute as we sort of introduce what's going to happen today during our service. It's a little bit unique than what it would typically look like. And so when you came in this morning, I hope that you received, if you're planning on taking communion with us today, one of these prepackaged communion cups. If you didn't, Kevin or Penny is going to be walking through with the basket. If you did not get one, but you would like to participate with us this morning in communion, and we'll have instructions about that later on, but would you just slip up your hand and we'll make sure that you get one if you didn't already get one. And so if you're at home with us, first of all, welcome. We're glad that you're here. Emily's over here and needs one. Your wife needs one, Kevin. Very good. And he's just going to throw it to you. So if you are at home and you're going to participate with us as well, which we hope that you will, maybe you're gathered with your family there in your living room, would you just get the things that you need ready? You can get some juice, some crackers or bread, something like that, and just be ready, because later on in the service we're going to have a time of communion together. So today's service is just going to be filled with praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. So we're going to have times where we sing together and times when we pray together and times when we read scripture together. And then, of course, time to have communion together to remember and reflect on everything that Christ has done for us and is doing in us. And so it's just going to commit this special service to the Lord together. I'm glad that you're here. Hope you had a very blessed Thanksgiving with your family and friends. And now let's just come together and let's reflect on all that God has done and blessed us with. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the incredible privilege that we have, one, to be called children of God, but then to gather together in this place, united in your name. Lord, we're just so thankful for that opportunity. Lord, the desire of our heart this morning is that your name would be lifted up high above every other name, and that you would be honored by what happens in this place. Lord, by the worship that comes out of our lips this morning, the praise that comes out of our lips that will be honoring to you. Lord, we're thankful for all the blessings that you have given to us and poured out on us and lavished upon us. So we thank you for your grace this morning. And Lord, now as we come together, as we stand and as we sing, would you be honored by the praises of your people? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing with bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. You're my soul
Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Amen. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God.
God.
Dear Jesus, we are so blessed to get together today and sing and praise you, and well, we love you, Jesus, and just use this time that we have to praise you and amen.
Father God, we're in awe of how much you love us, and that you would come down and give up your majesty to become one of us, to walk among us, just to be broken by us, so you could forgive us of our sins. So you could rise triumphantly from that grave, Lord, and show us that death has no sting, that you are over us and watching over us, and none can be taken from you. We thank you, O God, that you have given us the pleasures of having children in this life, of having family, and having a church that loves us, Lord, like you love us. O Lord God, be with this church, be with us all. Lord, look after us. Don't let the Satan that's in this world whisper desperate things into our ears to make us have fear. Because perfect love overcomes that fear, and you are perfect love. Lord, let us find this love, especially in this season, and show it to others so that they may not have fear, Lord, but put their trust and love in you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more.
But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Let's continue our worship with this old hymn.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of glory died, my riches gained. Such love and song.
Father, we come to you today and we just ask you be with all of us this morning as we take up in communion. And we thank you that you sent your one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins, that we could be with you in eternal life if we believe in you. We thank you so much for that. In your name we pray.
Dear gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for this time that we can gather in your house, Father, and just worship you. Father, we thank you for this time that we are about to receive communion, Father, and I just think about the wonderful gift that you have given us, Lord, in Jesus. Father, we thank you for your precious Son, and Father, during this time of communion, I just ask that you help us to keep our eyes focused on you, Father, and not the things around us, Father, the circumstances and the trials and the struggles, Father, but your Son and your bright light. Father, I know that 2020 has been a hard season for many, but Lord, the hope that we have, the secure salvation that we have in you, if we just trust and believe, is far greater than anything on this earth. Father, it's far stronger than any trial or struggle we may see here. And so, Lord, I just ask that you help us in this time just to focus on you. Father, that if we don't have that personal relationship with you, that we would take time now just to think about where our heart is and what we need to do to make things right with you, Father, so that we can have that security and eternity with you in heaven. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. I cannot imagine the angst and the sorrow and the grief, but you willingly gave. And the thing that we need to remember is it's for all of us. Father, we love you so much. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Morning is certainly about praise and thanksgiving and all the things that we have to be thankful for. None is greater than what Jesus Christ did for us. And so this morning we're going to be taking communion together. And before we do that, I would like for us to walk through 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul explains some areas of the Lord's Supper to the church at Corinth. If you know a little bit about the New Testament, the church at Corinth was one of the most problematic churches around that time. They had a lot of carnality within the church. They had a lot of infighting and division. But in spite of that, Paul says in his introduction that that they had a position before God that wasn't going to change, that they could stand before him with confidence. And one of the issues that Paul had to address the church at Corinth was some things that they were doing wrongly and incorrectly regarding the Lord's Supper. So if you turn to 1 Corinthians 11, and we're going to walk through a few verses here, starting in verse 17. We're going to read through this, and I'm just going to give a little bit of explanation as we walk through. So verse 17, it says, "But in the following instructions, I do not commend you." So Paul is saying, I can't speak very highly of you in this area that I'm fixing to talk about, because there's some problems here. It says, "Because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. What a sad statement about a church body. That a church that is called out of the world and that gathered on the Lord's day, when they came together, it was for the worse. God was not happy with what was happening in their gatherings. And it also showed in how they ministered to one another. They weren't ministering to one another. And so when we come together, some kind of a spiritual blessing is supposed to occur. And particularly when it comes to the Lord's Supper, that while it is a memorial, that a spiritual blessing should happen for us as a body and for one another. But that wasn't happening in this church. Verse 18, for in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear there are divisions among you. And I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. Now, this doesn't mean that they weren't practicing and going through the motions of communion. Apparently, they were doing that. But what they were not doing was practicing it in a genuine, authentic manner that pleased the Lord. And for them at the Corinthian party, it kind of turned out more to be more like a frat party than a spiritual coming together and worship of the Lord. He says in verse 21, for in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. So when we come together for communion and for the Lord's Supper, it's supposed to be an expression of unity for each of us as we come together, because the Lord's Supper is observed by a church body. It's not observed by just a loose collection of families. What we do here at Hope Valley Church, this is far different from a Ruritan club or a country club or something where people in the community have, you know, common interests. This goes far beyond just common interests for us. We have a Savior who has birthed us into His own family. Verse 23 says, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. So you remember Jesus and His disciples in the upper room the night before the crucifixion, they were observing Passover. And Jesus implemented new meaning into that Passover meal going forward. It said that He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The text here says that when He had given thanks, the Greek word is where maybe you've heard the term Eucharist for Lord's Supper, communion. That's where they get that. It's from that Greek word there. But Jesus said, he took the bread, and He said, this is my body. What He's doing is He's using a metaphor. The body or the bread does not become Christ's body, but it's a metaphor of how He's the bread of life, and that His body was going to be broken for all. He went on, it said in verse 25, in the same way, after He had given thanks, also He took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So Paul is giving them what the real expression, pure expression of the Lord, what the Lord's Supper is, and that it has two or several elements, but the physical elements are bread that represents the body of Christ and wine, juice that represent the blood of Christ. And He says, as often as you do that, do it in remembrance of me. And so Paul, I think, is emphasizing what Jesus said in that our coming together to take the Lord's Supper and to participate in communion is all about Jesus. It's not just going through the motions, but it's an expression of worship for all of us. It's an expression of worship to Christ, but it's also an expression of worship to God and how we come together in unity, how we put aside divisions and ideas. Verse 26, he says, Paul goes on to say, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." He says here, "For as often." He doesn't say, he doesn't give us a number of times we should take it every year or every month. Some churches take it every Sunday, which is perfectly fine. Some do it less than that. We try to do it at least four times a year, more. We'd like to do it more, but we don't want it to become just old hat and something that we just go through the motions with. "As often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." All right, so when we take of the Lord's Supper, there are three aspects that are being represented. We have a past aspect of looking back to what Christ has done for us, his body being broken for us, his blood being shed for us. We have a present aspect, that is, that there is this spiritual blessing of unity that we have. And maybe this year more than any, we can appreciate that the unity and the commonness that we have as one another, as brothers and sisters in Christ. So there's a past aspect, there's a present aspect, and then there's a future aspect. It says that we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So we're looking past, we're looking present, but we're also looking to the future, that we're remembering the death of Christ, but we're looking forward to the day that he comes back. And we do this with him physically in his presence. Verse 27, "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died." Paul is recognizing that some of the sickness and death that had occurred in that church body was because of not taking the Lord's Supper seriously, not recognizing the holiness of it. He says in verse 31, "But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world." So this morning, we're going to take communion with one another. And I want you to know, if you're not a member of our church, you're welcome to take communion with us. This is for every believer who is walking in fellowship with the Lord, whether you're a member of our church or not. But I do ask you, and I give you a warning from Scripture itself, don't make a mockery of Christ's sacrifice. That's what we're remembering this morning. And so what we're going to do is that we're going to remember the Lord's death together. And while Logan and Leah sing this worship song for us, I want you to listen to the words, but I also want you to examine yourself and make sure that if you're participating this morning, that you're doing it out of a genuine walk with the Lord, where you're supposed to be with him. And if not, we encourage you to either confess and repent of that sin, or don't participate in this one. That's between you and God.
Thank you for the way that you love, how you love. Thank you for the way. Your presence, for the
the weight of the cross, the curse of our shame, you carried it all, it rose from the grave. How great is the love, how great is the love of our Savior.
Thank you for the grace that has saved us, you forgave. The way you have been, you have been ransomed,
you've been rescued, you've been purchased with the price of your own. Thank you for the way that you love us. Jesus, faithful King.
Let's take and eat this morning. This little doohickey can be a little challenging for some of us if you're challenged like I am. There is a little plastic tab on the top that you can open the wafer with, and then the thicker tab is for the juice. So let's bow our head. I'm going to give thanks for the body and the blood. Father, we don't begin to understand just what the cross meant across time and eternity. There's so much significance to what Jesus was doing there. He was shaming demonic forces. He was judging Satan. He was standing in our place as he bore the wrath that we deserved. And now, God, we can escape that wrath based on what Christ has done for us, embracing him as our substitute. Lord, that day that he went to the cross, he went through so much, and he bore it in a human body. Lord,
thank you for the love that he expressed for us, the obedience that he expressed to you. Lord, if it wasn't for your love and for you loving us first, there's no telling where we would be. Lord, even now, none of us have our lives completely together. And that's with your grace. But if you hadn't spoken into our lives and into our hearts, God, there's no telling where we would be. Lord, any sense of unity that we can have in our families and our marriages and our church body is because of a commonness that we have. It is the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son. Lord, we praise you this morning for your great work. Express so much wisdom in what you did through the gospel plan and its implementation. Lord, we thank you for your love for us this morning. We thank you for Christ. We want to continue exalting him and lifting him up, even in a culture that is anti. So, Lord, this morning we thank you for the gospel. We thank you from outside pressures from the world that remind us that we are not of this world because we've been born of you. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Take and eat. His body broken for us. And his blood shed for us.
I don't know about you, but it's a sweet time to remember and reflect on everything that God in Christ Jesus has done for us. And coming together as the body of Christ, even if you're not with us in the room and you're with us online, but just having this sweet time of personal examination and reflection, and then worship of Jesus for all that he's done for us. There's a really cool passage in the Old Testament where King David gathers together people in the assembly to give thanks and adoration and praise to God. I'm not sure about you, but when we celebrate Thanksgiving in our house and our family, we like to go, you know, we like to have a specific time where we just give thanks to God for everything that we don't deserve in our life. And so David, reflecting on those things, says in a prayer to the assembly, and he says, "Therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly, and David said, 'Blessed are you, O Lord, O God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and that is in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And so now, Lord, we thank you, our God, and we praise your glorious name." Would you stand together? We're going to sing praises to our King and to our Lord this morning. King Jesus, we worship you this morning. We bow our knees at your feet. You alone are good. You alone are power and majesty and might. And so, Lord, we pour out our praise to you this morning, our King, and it's in your good name we pray. Amen.
You are. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You are good, you're good.
Lots of up and down today. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. In fact, just stay standing because I'm not going to be but a second with our quick announcements as we get ready to go out of this place worshiping our King. A couple quick things in December that are happening this next month. On December the 19th, which is a Saturday, and I'm not sure if it's there. Maybe it is. We are doing, all right, so I'm not sure if you heard, but they kind of canceled Christiansburg parade things. They changed it up a little bit this year because of COVID. They're doing like a drive-through parade at the mall, which is pretty cool, where you get to go and drive through and see the floats that would normally have been going through downtown. Well, we thought, what if we were to actually make our own Hope Valley parade and then just go through the neighborhoods? And we could decorate trucks and cars and put floats and put scripture passages, and we could go crazy with it as much as we want. And so we've kind of been spreading those ideas around. People have some really creative ideas. So get ready, put on your calendar, because Saturday, December the 19th, is when we're gonna meet here. We'll give you all the details about that. We're going to meet here, gather here, and then we have already some mapped out areas that we're going to be driving through our Hope Valley Parade as we shine the light of Jesus in our community and those around us. Also that day, we're planning on doing some distribution of little Christmas gift bags for our neighbors and those around the church. We're going to be setting those up in our Hope Community Christmas parties, which hopefully you'll be getting some information about soon. So each Hope Community is planning on having their own little special Christmas gathering. During that gathering, we're going to be putting together some gift bags for our neighbors as a way to look outside of ourselves to the community and those around us. Sound good? All right, I think that's all that's really needed right now. Church family, we love you guys. I hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. And looking forward, excited about celebrating the Christmas season as we shine Jesus, shine the light of Jesus in our community, because it's all about Him. We love you, church family. Let's go out of this place worshiping the Lord.
Let's go out of here singing about the beautiful one we adore, Jesus.
One.